talked with Coach Kreim and Zach yesterday. I mean, for you guys, if there is a veteran group on this team, not just the defense, it's you guys back in the back. Just talk about how you approach that from a veteran standpoint.
Yes, sir. Pretty much we communicate all the time. All us, it's me, Nehemiah, DJ, Zion, Keontae. You know, we communicate on and off the field all the time. So when we do step on the field, we're always on the same page. And I feel like in the SEC, we got the two best coaches back there, Coach Zach and Coach Kreim. We got the two best, and they just put us in the best positions to make plays.
Is it a big switch just from a defensive philosophy with this new staff going into the 2023 season?
No. Expectations are higher, though. Yep. But I would say for me personally, this is my fourth defensive coordinator. And to me, it's just defense. It's just all defense. All the same to me. But expectations are very high for us. I got high expectations for the DB room. I got high expectations for the linebacker room, D-line, and just everybody. And we all got high expectations for each other. So we're going to go into this season with very high expectations for each other and this new staff ready.
What's the key to being able to adapt to a new defensive coordinator every season you've been here?
Yeah, you just got to right off the jump, you got to gain trust, right? Coach Rob got here. I just let him know, like, I'm going to be your guy. I'm going to be one of your guys, Coach. And I feel like as of right now, I am. But I feel like that's everybody in that back end. Like, we all guys for him. Like, he trusts all of us right now. So I would say just gaining that trust to start with, and you get a little more freedom. Gaining that trust, that's the number one thing.
Did you take that upon yourself to let him know that – you wanted to gain his trust, or is that something that just occurred?
It started like in spring, right, when we first started. Like, I didn't come out and say that to him right away, but like as he saw I was one of his guys, and then I just went ahead and let him know, like, I'm gonna be one of your guys, Coach. Like, I can tell when I'm gaining his trust, right? So once I see that, I go up to him, tell him, I'm gonna be one of your guys, Coach, right?
How much does it help, though, to have Coach Zach and Coach Kreim, two guys that you're familiar with, at least, yes, back there?
Yeah, it's a real treat, man. Like I said, we got the best in the SEC, and it's a real treat to have both of those guys, man. It's just you get both sides of the pancake with them, right? So, they give you all – they're two different styles of coaching, I feel like, but it's all – like, it all comes together in the back end room. So Coach Kreim teaching his corners, Coach Zach teaching the safeties, and then it all comes together, and it's just a very, very beautiful thing to see, man. We're always on the same page with everything.
Other than communication, which you think is going to be a strength, yes, of this secondary, what else? What's the identity of the second? What do you think the strength is other than communication?
Right now, I'm thinking we're going back in time to that hard blue-collar, hard-nosed football, man. Like I told those guys over there, basically what I'm looking for tomorrow in the scrimmage is 11 hats to the ball every time. And that's what I want to see during the season. And that's what we're going to be about, and that's what we're going to live by, everybody to the ball.
How important are turnovers and turnover numbers throughout this season?
You know, turnover wins you games, man. Anytime we get a turnover, we're trying to score. We ain't trying to go out of bounds. We ain't trying to get down, nothing. We're trying to score. We need points. But turnovers are always very imperative to a defense. I mean, we do ball drills. As a DB unit, we do ball drills every day after practice. We got to get our hands on that ball. So, but I just think those turnovers, man, that's going to be – and I think we got some real ball hawks too, man. We got J-Mac. From App State, man, I know you've seen that play of him getting two strips in one play, man. We got some real ball hawks now. The turnover's going to be crazy this year, I feel like.
Something easy to start with. Evaluate just kind of the first week of practice as you guys gear up for that scrimmage tomorrow.
Practice has been – it's been very exciting, you know, under new coach, Coach Freeze, man, and just learning his new scheme, you know, everything he wants to do, flipping the script, you know, just endeavoring that and just – really getting to know the people too, like our players, and understanding our standard. You know, it's practice isn't over yet, but we still have a few work to do.
What's the biggest change for you coming in and with this new staff at this point?
Biggest change would be, like, personal change, you know. These coaches we have here, they it's bigger than football. So they look at more personal stuff, too. So I believe my personal things outside the field is was really a big step I needed to improve in.
Outside, just what happens on the practice field, day in and day out?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Off the field, too.
When you look at this linebacking crew, what do you see? What's the identity of this linebacking crew right now?
Hungry. Hungry, man. They hungry. When I first got here, it was nothing but hungry, man. You know, it was some spots that I messed up in, and they, it was instant. Like, they were on me. So I was like, wow, that's something I really didn't have before. So, you know, that's it's hungry. I really love that about them.
Is that an adjustment for you to be in that kind of an atmosphere?
I want the whole defense to be hungry. We all got to want it, you know. If one wants it, we all want it. We do it for each other.
An opportunity tomorrow to hit, opportunity tomorrow to tackle.
Yes,
I would think for a guy at linebacker, you look forward to that first opportunity.
Yes, sir, I'm ready, man. I'm ready to go out there and see what my teammates have in store.